We hear in many different contexts to love God. We have to love God. It's a commandment. And do we love God? And Jesus says this morning, whoever loves me will keep my word. And then my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. So here's a question. How do we honestly love God? What does that look like? Do you remember the conversion story of St. Paul, then known as Saul? He was rounding up the Christians, these followers of this Jesus, and persecuting them. In fact, at the martyrdom of St. Stephen, one of the first deacons, we see this in the Acts of the Apostles, early on, I think it's recorded in chapter 7, that they were about to stone Stephen, but before they did, they laid their cloaks at the feet of Saul. What was that about? What they were saying is, do you condone this, Saul? And by leaving those cloaks there, he said, yes, take his life. That Saul would become St. Paul. I think one of the most well-known stories of Scripture is this story where Saul is on his way to Damascus to do what? To round up more Christians. And he is struck down by a light, struck to the ground. Now, he's often depicted on a horse. It doesn't say that, but whatever. He was struck by this light and fell to the ground. And he heard a voice. Saul, Saul, who are you, sir? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Why do you persecute me? Who is Paul, Saul, persecuting? Human beings. You see what he's doing. If you do to them, you do to me. Does he not say that? Whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. So how do we love God? By loving others. I talked last week about the only way we can do that is to love ourselves, to get to know how to love ourselves. But today we put that into action, to love others. How do we do it? I think there are two approaches, if you will. There's a worldly approach and there's a godly approach. You might call them philanthropy versus charity. Human love versus godly love. What's the difference? And we hear about great philanthropic endeavors. In fact, there are organizations and even companies that are built on philanthropy. And it's good as far as it goes. This is not a good or bad. But for God's sake and those around us, do we not want to do what is best? So what's the difference between philanthropy and charity? Well, here are some differences. In philanthropy, I give in my name. We see great memorials and even buildings built in the names of people who have donated great sums of money to different institutions, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But in charity, godly charity, I give in God's name, not my own. Does not Scripture tell us, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing? That is God's way of saying, when you give alms, give in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In philanthropy, the giver gets the credit. In charity, God gets the credit. Another way of saying the same thing, I suppose, in one sense. In philanthropy, philanthropy takes care of only material need. In Christian charity, it is material and spiritual need, taking care of the whole person, body and soul. So whatever I give, I do so for the greatest good of that person. That it will not only take care of the things of this world, but help bring Christ to them and them to Christ. In philanthropy, I think almost always, maybe always, the gift is money. Good. We need it. In charity, Christian charity, I not only just give my money, I first give my time and my talent. And in doing so, in philanthropy, it can be very impersonal, very distant. In Christian charity, it is extra personal. I'm present. I bring my presence. Bishop Barron, you've heard me reference him many times. He was one of my instructors in seminary. And I remember him recounting a story to us while we were in his class about this very thing. And there was a tragedy in Chicago that made the front page news, and it was a murder-suicide. So with Chicago, for anything like that to make the front page news, it had to be particularly tragic. And in this case, it was a tragic situation or story of a husband and father who took his child's life and his own. Then Father Barron was a young priest, and he had a wake service to go to at this funeral home. And when he walked into the funeral home, they had the two different parlors, and the one he needed to go to, say, was on the left, and it had the little marquee there saying who's wake service. And on the right, it was the wake service of this father and child. He didn't know that going in there. So he went in and he took care of the family that he was there to visit. And then when he was getting ready to leave, he said he was just compelled to go in. And not in this morbid curiosity, but he was compelled to go in as Father Barron, as priest, as representative of the church. He didn't know the family, didn't know if they were practicing anything. But he had his clerics on, of course, when he walked in. The mother and wife happened to look up and see him. Neither one of them knew each other. He was not well known at all. And he started taking a few steps, and she walked quickly toward him. And he said, not a word was exchanged. But he said her eyes spoke this story of deep, deep suffering and a need for something greater than she could provide or anybody else. And he just nodded. And she nodded back as tears came down her face. But he said in that exchange was a deep abiding peace. He could feel it, and he believed that she could too. And she turned and she went back to where she was before, and he went on. Presence. Merely being in the presence of somebody who ultimately needs God, and that's all of us. Philanthropy can be impersonal. Christian charity cannot afford to be. In philanthropy, I give someone my love. Good. In Christian charity, I bring God's love. Complete. You see, a little love gives a little. A lot of love gives a lot. Total love gives totally. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments and listen to my word, remain in my word. What does his word tell us? Eat my body and drink my blood. For without it, you have no life in you, and life gives life. So in order for us to live Christian charity, we've got to receive love himself. Where there, total love gave totally. Take all of you and eat of this. For this is my body given for you, so that you and I might go and say, this is my body given for you.